You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
7:05 was the time this morning when the SPAR Group Limited released their audited group results for the 52 weeks ended 26 September 2025, a reflection on the performance of the financial year that was. We're going to be taking a look at these numbers in a bit more detail with the Group Chief Financial Officer at the SPAR Group, Reeza Isaacs. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of the performance. Reeza, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Net debt from a group perspective down by 40%. There's a wind-up of the European strategic business. We're seeing some improvements from a revenue perspective. How do you reflect on the year that was from a business perspective?
Jimmy, so firstly, thank you for having me on your show and good afternoon to your listeners. It's really good to be able to talk to you about our results. So Jimmy, yeah, it's been a year of I would say, two halves, since that, from a financial results perspective, basically the performance on the income statement is not quite where we want it to be. It's been tough to get growth in some of our markets, but, we've managed to protect margins, gross margins. Our cost control has been good, and we've managed to generate decent cash flow, which has had a positive impact on our balance sheet. So what I'm really excited about is the fact that our net debt, as you mentioned earlier, has come down by 40%. And our gearing, from a group point of view, is now under 2x. So, it's very, very different to the picture a year ago. So, and more importantly, we've simplified the group. We've disposed of Poland. We've disposed of Switzerland. These investments not just took capital from the group, but they also took up a lot of management time. And we can now devote our time to, our two core markets, which is Ireland and South Africa. So I'm very pleased that we're creating a solid foundation on which we can grow. No.
Reeza, let's look at those disposals in a bit more detail. Let's take a look at the strategic decisions there. The business, many years ago, I remember catching up with the SPAR Group and reflecting on the expansion into Poland and potentially just looking at what that could bring to the business. Obviously not an ideal situation to ever have to want to exit a market, but sometimes it's better to make the strategic decision. Let's take a look at the Polish market and the Swiss market and understand why those markets were different to the Irish market, where the SPAR Group does still continue to keep a presence.
Yeah. Look, Jimmy, I joined about a year ago. So, those investments were made before my time. I didn't know the Poland story, particularly in particular detail. But what I do know is that it started costing us money from South Africa, and we were spending, quite a bit of money putting funds into Poland. So that business started losing us not just profitability, but actual cash, and it started impacting the SA funding and the SA balance sheet. So it was a business that, lost us money and we needed to dispose of. What I was involved in Switzerland and the decision to dispose of Switzerland. But what I can also say to you is in Switzerland has lots of structural challenges. Cost of living is very high. There's the cost of goods and services in Switzerland is very high. From a groceries point of view, the consumers effectively, to get better deals, they actually shop cross-border. So they go to, places like France and Italy and Germany, sometimes by train, sometimes by car. So that's a very odd phenomenon. But, in some instances, they could get goods, 60 to 70% cheaper than in Switzerland itself. And in our market share, we really didn't have any scale. I mean, we were sort of, 1.5 to 2% of that particular market. And it's very hard to compete when you're that small. And it's very saturated, very competitive. You had big players like Co-op and Migro, that could invest in everyday low prices and certain categories like protein, meat and chicken in particular, they could really undercut the market, and we struggled to compete. So again, Switzerland became a strain effectively on our South African balance sheet because we had to guarantee the debt in Switzerland as a holding company. and that we made the decision it was far better to dispose of the business. Besides the time that it took to turn the business around and fix it, and you know, it cost us financially.
Reza, let's stay with competitiveness and take a look at the Pet Story business. It seems that Spa is not the only retailer going into the pet market. We've seen some of your competitors do the same thing. And from a business perspective, I want to get your thoughts around what that diversification means for a business like the Spa Group to be able to then offer your existing customer base a new convenience and a new service.
Thanks, Jimmy. I think it's, look, just generally from, you know, a growth perspective, we're looking at all sorts of adjacencies, you know, including, you know, partnerships with the likes of Vida. Health is another trend that is emerging, which is not new. But then also pets. I mean, I think we've seen the pet phenomenon sort of explode really during COVID and continue, you know, post that. So you're right. I mean, our competitors have invested quite substantially in this particular category, which shows you just what the opportunities are within that sector. And I think the sector itself has consolidated. It has formalized. Your moms and pops have, you know, have now been effectively consolidated into bigger corporates. And what we are offering is effectively with our independent retailer model, we are offering independent pet businesses the opportunity to convert into Pet Story. And we replicate effectively the spa distribution model, you know, in respect of those entities. And we, you know, they can get effectively their supplies, their pet food, their accessories, you know, directly from one source at a good price. And I think that's how we're helping or assisting the sector consolidate effectively as well, by replicating the spa distribution model, you know, in the pet market.
Reza, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the outlook for the new financial year. You touched on the fact that margin protection is exceptionally important, or at least it was exceptionally important in this previous year, and I can imagine it will continue to be a priority in restoring the South African margin as well over the coming year. But I want to take a look at that in the context of everything that the Spa Group has going on. There's that joint venture taking place still in Sri Lanka. There are other plans to focus on the local markets that you touched on earlier around South Africa and the Irish market. Take us through the outlook for 2026 or the 2026 financial year and how that's influencing some of the strategic positioning that the Spa Group is undergoing.
Yeah, we are seeing, look, we've made our strategic disposals. We're on the path of, I think we've really stabilized the balance sheet. That I think is, you know, been a big win, especially from a finance perspective. And I think we continue to invest to transform the business. I mean, we do have old systems. We need to, you know, complete our SAP implementation, and some of the back office systems needs to be replaced, and we need to invest in initiatives that you know, that is going to drive growth, like SpaTU, like health, like Pet Story. Those initiatives, you know, do come with some costs. But we do have opportunities for efficiencies within the business. We're still on a turnaround journey with our KZN DC, and we do also have, you know, growth opportunities, you know, both in private label and, as I said, in these adjacencies. But we will be tackling a number of initiatives on the efficiency side, on the growth side, centralization side, and cost management side, which will hopefully lay the foundation for us to get to the 3% over the medium term.
Reza, can we take a look at perhaps what might have been the monkey on Spa's back for the longest time, and that is that SAP implementation? It's been a struggle for the business over several financial reporting cycles. Understandably, you haven't been part of all of those reporting cycles, but can we just take a look at where we stand on that today and what the business is looking to do in that respect?
You know, the implementation itself, like you said, I was involved in it. It was tackled, you know, from, you know, in a big bang type of approach, top down, you know, including offshore operations and, you know, that, and including the warehouse system. And that has been completely You know, I mean, that's been slowed down. We've stabilized the implementation at KZN, which was the first DC at which in which we implemented SAP. And from KZN, now that we've stabilized KZN, we are going to be rolling it out on a systematic basis. I think Angelo mentioned that, you know, up until the first quarter of, which takes us up to the first quarter of 2028. And I must say, the governance, the project management, the way in which the teams are organized, the program assurance that we having over this particular, you know, implementation is very structured. And it is being done in a very, very systematic, very controlled way. And, you know, clearly we cannot have, you know, a repeat of what's gone before, both for ourselves and for our retailers, because it did have a significant impact on not just our profitability, but the profitability of our retailers. And hence why we lost loyalty, you know, especially in KZN.
The Spar Group remains focused on its core markets and delivering to its core consumer base. We're going to leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the Chief Financial Officer at Spar Group Limited, Reeza Isaacs, for joining us to reflect on the year that was and potentially look at the strategy going into the new financial year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.